Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Yesterday, I started a message, "It Matters to Him About You." God is very concerned about the smallest detail of your life. And that sometimes that's hard for us to really grasp. We might intellectually affirm that because God is love and He's infinite and He's all-knowing and all-powerful. But sometimes on an emotional level, it's hard for us to really grasp that. But He cares about us. Yeah, yesterday I shared a verse from 2 Corinthians 3:18, and I'd like to share it again. But we all, that's all of us, beloved, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So this is our divine destiny, beloved. If we've accepted Jesus and have read the Word and understand that our after death, if the Lord tarries, we are going to be with the Lord. We're going to be with Jesus, and we're going to be like Him. We are to think as He did. We are to do those same tasks. Remember, Jesus said that we would do even greater works. And why did He say that? Because He was going back to the Father, and He promised to send the Comforter. It was necessary for Him to leave so the Comforter could come. And so, through the power of the Holy Spirit, you and I, on a daily basis, are able to continue to behold the glory of our Lord. We do that in prayer. We do that in the Word of God. We see the pages of God's Word come to life to our spirit man, and we get the understanding, we get the revelation that was given to Paul. He shared some very profound and deep things, but as we meditate upon the Word of God, we begin to lay hold of them. We begin to grasp the things and the lessons and the knowledge and the spiritual understanding that he possessed, even though he went through great and sore trials. In fact, it was going through the great and sore trials that he could say, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And so as we behold the glory of the Lord, his divine image begins to sharpen into focus. It is His will that we receive complete and total redemption. And we are, our spirit man is already perfect. We are utterly righteous before the Lord. That's what happens when we are saved. But then a work begins in our soul, that carnal nature, the habit patterns of the carnal man, the natural man, the Holy Spirit begins to work on us, and we begin to understand that the way of the Lord, the character of Jesus, is the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, long-suffering, faith, temperance, meekness. We understand this is what Jesus is like, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, we're able to mortify the deeds of the body. And we won't receive that total redemption until the Lord, you know, the last trump, and then those who have been, who are dead in Christ, they will arise, their mortal bodies will be quickened to have a glorified body like Jesus has, and we will be taken up to be with them, to be forever with the Lord. That's what a glorious day of joy that will be. But then we will have, then our redemption will be fully complete with our, death is the last enemy to be put underfoot. But beloved, we have a choice right now. It is His will that we choose life. We ourselves have a tremendous ability. We have a privilege God, when he created man, gave him free will. So we can choose life, we can choose salvation, or like so many who have heard the gospel message, they choose to reject the atonement provided by the Lord Jesus. Well, God still doesn't give up. I mean, there are some of you, you may have heard the gospel message and you said, that's not for me. Thank you, but no thanks. You might have been raised in a church and went out to be in the world. You may have backslid, but God gives us, he's married to the backslider. God keeps, he's the hound of heaven. He, just like a hound dog on the, what, the trail of a, what, a rabbit or whatever game they might be pursuing, they don't give up. And so the Lord never gives up, and he sees, he gives us opportunities, and only if we completely harden our hearts and refuse, then he has no choice. Only he knows when that time comes. So don't be discouraged regarding loved ones, beloved. But if we reject the Lord, we will then, everyone who continues to reject the gospel will face the judgments of God. However, if we choose life, we then shall live unto God. Now, who is this God that we serve? I've always loved the book of Revelation, especially those opening chapters when it talks about Jesus, because John saw Jesus as he is today. That book opens with the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, unto John, to show unto his servants, not only those alive at the time, the seven churches, but for all of God's people from that time forward, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, verse 2, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. And I suppose one of the reasons I so appreciate those opening chapters, it is because it is the revelation of the unveiled Christ. That word, our ministry years ago, 1965, Brother Glass chose the unveiled Christ, the unveiled Christ to the world broadcast, Unveiled Christ Ministries. And there's a song, that's the theme song that is played at the end, written in, I think it was 1918. And Jesus, though he was a man of sorrows in his life, he became the risen Lord of glory. That word apocalypsis means to unveil. And so what John saw, even though he was the beloved disciple, he leaned on Jesus' breast at the Last Supper, with that is, you know, that is portrayed in the Word of God, that when he saw Jesus as he really was, he fell on his face as one dead. And so it says in verse 10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice. Let's read verses 11 through 18. I never cease to thrill as I read these words. It was Jesus saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. He then gives instructions to John, what thou seest, write in a book and send it to the seven churches, which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And he turned, that's John, to see the voice that spake with him. And being turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as a sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. Such glory that was seen. And John said, verse 17, and when I saw him, the beloved disciple, I fell at his feet as dead. And Jesus laid his right hand upon him. He said unto John, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and have the keys of hell and of death. Praise God. So, beloved, why am I sharing this? Because the book of Revelation that John experienced, is the only book in the New Testament that proclaims the Lord Jesus Christ as he is today, as he is now, not as he will be, but as he is today. As we read the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we see Jesus as the man of sorrows, he who is acquainted with grief. We see him walking the dust-filled streets among the people. He was moved with compassion by their needs. We see him brokenhearted in many cases. He asked the disciples, "Will you also turn away?" Because they would not receive his teachings. We see him daring to stand against the religious establishment of his day, the organized religious circles of his time, and he declared to them, "They taught the commandments of men for the commandments of God." The religious segment of that day, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, dared to walk among the people as acting as if they were more holy than anyone else. They had all the form, all the pomp, all the ceremony any religion could have. They worshiped God. They followed the law to a T. But when the lawgiver came and said he fulfilled it to the full, they wanted to gnash on him with their teeth. When Jesus told them of a living way, they rejected his teaching as they rejected the teacher. Beloved, if you've accepted Jesus, you were willing to come to him broken and sorrowful, and he made us whole. He's still doing a work, beloved, but how precious is it to the heart of God that you and I received him? Because we were willing to receive him, he gave us power to become the sons of God. Well, beloved, my time is gone, and we'll continue on further in the week. But I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. And also, if you are able if there is a need in your life, note down that mailing address the announcer is going to give, the contact information, that I might have the privilege of praying for you. Have great love for you, and I pray for you every day. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.